We're going to listen to some of your sounds as we continue to talk about this. Now, these sounds, can they... Let's just, I might as well ask you, if someone has cancer, do these sounds help them? What do they do?
Well, this is very interesting, and I'd like to suggest that at least they can help calm people, they can help sedate people, they can help take away pain, which is certainly a positive level. The actual first thing we're going to be listening to is an example of just using music for stress reduction and relaxation, and this is from something called Celestial Reiki 2, and this was co-created by a very dear friend of mine named Sarah Benson, who has brought it to certain hospitals and people, for example, who are in chemotherapy, which is apparently not a very, very comfortable place to be. She's brought this to the people, and they've listened to it on headphones, and it's made the experience much more viable, and the people are relaxed, and the time goes by a lot sooner. So, I mean, just on one level of purely working with sound to, if you like, cause the nervous system, our heartbeat, our respiration, cause people to relax. And of course, George, one of the great causes of dis-ease on our planet is stress. So if we can reduce stress by using certain types of music, then it'll be healing and therapeutic. I would never go so far as to claim that any of my music has cured anybody of anything, although people have reported this. At times I will get, you know, emails or letters about they had a condition, they listened to it, and it disappeared, and I just say, thank God. And, you know, what a blessing, et cetera. And, you know, you were just there at a particular time and place. I'm glad my music was beneficial and helpful, but I would never, ascribe these extraordinary healings to it. But, you know, they might occur, so you can never tell. But I think the first thing we're going to be listening to is called Celestial Reiki, and we'll probably just listen to it for about 30 to 45 seconds, because it's still powerful music, and I just want you and your listeners to get the idea of what this very, very slow kind of ambient music feels like. Is that okay?
Okay, and I think this is what, from Celestial Yoga? Is that where that's from?
Well, actually, it's from Celestial Reiki 2, which I think we're all ready. We also have Celestial Yoga, so whichever one comes on, and
okay,
we're all ready.
All right, Dan tells me Reiki is ready.
All right,
so let's listen to it. Okay, it's got that water sound in the background, Jonathan, doesn't it?
I mean, it's so interesting, George, because just as I was listening, I could feel my breath changing with the music. I began to breathe deeper. I don't know, did you notice any effect there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was very relaxing. It calms you down. The sounds, of course, though, did I hear some chirping animals in the background, birds or something?
There were some birds and waterfalls, and there's obviously a flute and a zither played by my friend Laraji, and there's actually also a sort of droning ah-om sound underneath it, so there are almost subliminal sounds there as well that are, like, designed to cause you to be relaxed. And that is an example of, if you like, more of my, you know, mainstream work. That's something that has gone into, and it has been used in cancer wards, for example, with people. have no knowledge of any esoteric or mystic or spiritual bents or anything like that, and they simply have either been in pain or needing to sleep or relax, and they listen to that and they get a good night's sleep. And what a blessing that is.
How did you develop the sound?
That was just the result of my getting together with my dear friend Sarah Benson and my other friend Laraji, both of whom are very well-known healing musicians who also, every year I have a healing sounds intensive that occurs in, for, believe it or not, 9 days in Colorado, and we have people from throughout the world who come and learn with us, and Sarah and Laraji are two of our teachers, and I actually have learned from them. They've been teachers of mine, and now we just sort of all work together. So how did I develop the sound? That organically grew by us just basically making sound together.
Now we also have celestial yoga, which is probably, is it close to celestial or Reiki? Let's listen to this. You ready?
Great.
Celestial yoga. Different kind of sound there, Jonathan. Now, what is this supposed to do for us?
Well, what's really interesting about this one, could you hear the voices? There were voices along with synthesizers in there that were singing harmonics into quartz crystals. Now, if that's not an interesting world's first, I don't know what is. And what is that supposed to do for you? I use that one particularly a whole lot when I'm lying in bed at night, wanting to relax and chill out. That again is another example of music that is used to basically work and affect the nervous system, heartbeat, and respiration. These are, for the most part, instrumental music and just, if you like, overall generic and still. There's nothing in either of those two pieces that is, you know, really, really particularly modified for a particular healing purpose. It's, you know, it's just generic stress reduction, relaxation, good for meditation, good for opening yourself up to higher connection with the divine.